Seis. The Lashon Slichwa means Lashon of forgiveness. Oi Seis im Leisaitiv, Lashon of Seis Avenu. We have a suffix what the word Seis means. It says im Leisaitiv Seis. If you're not going to be good, Seis. So does it mean Seis means Lashon Slichwa and saying, if you do tshuva, we'll be Meichuyu? Or else does it go on the end of the pasuk and say, no, if you don't do tshuva, fakert, Neisias Avenu, you're going to have to carry the oven. So we have a suffix, what's shan this word Seis? Who are the Mishukodim? Another pasuk says Mishukodim. Rashi says Abo Gevim Mishukodim. By the Menorah there were four cups Mishukodim. Is Oy Mishukodim Kafturel Procheim? Does the word Mishukodim go on the part of the pasuk before about the Abo Gevim, the four cups of the Menorah was Mishukodim, or else does Mishukodim go at the end of the pasuk and saying Kafturel Procheim that the flowers should be Mishukodim on the Menorah? So we have a suffix, this word Mishukodim, does it go in the first part of the Pasuk or the second part of the Pasuk? Vait the Mocher, another word. The Pasuk says, Rashi says, Tzei Hilochim Ba Molek Mocher. Go and fight with Amolek tomorrow. That's one way to read the Pasuk. Oi, Tzei Hilochim Ba Molek Pirit Miyad. Go and fight with Amolek right away. O Mocher Anoche Nitzav. But tomorrow I'll be standing with you. Vayoy Miyad Tzorok L'Tfilosi. But today you don't need my Tfilah. So we have a doubt, we have a suffix, what the word mocha means. Does mocha go in the first part of the pasuk, or does mocha go in the second part of the pasuk? So we have the doubt, what it means, that's the suffix also, what the word mocha means. Right, another doubt is orur. The drashi of ritzoinam ikru shor. Orur, does shor shel shem, does it go back on the shor shel shem, shumi orur, kenan, or orur apam kiyaz? We have a suffix, what is this word in the Brichas Yaakov, what does the word Orur go? Does it go in the word Pasuk, beginning of the Pasuk, or does it go at the end of the Pasuk? Another Pasuk, become. Shrashi Hinoch Sheikhid Im Avasecha, become. V'chein Remez Loi Tchias HaMesim. Does it go on afterwards, Obi Tchias HaMesim? Oy V'kom Hom HaZeh V'zona. It goes on the end of the Pasuk. So these are five psukim, five words in the Torah, that we don't know if these words go on before the Pasuk, or goes on the end of the Pasuk. But the Pshala is only these five words we have a doubt. Now the question is, why wasn't there another doubt? The Pshas for now, Pasuk for Nadvir, from the Yama Traxon, is it called the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or is it called part of the Kodesh? More about Tanya, who Yosef Ish Hutzel, who Yosef Abavli, it was the same Pasuk, the same person. This Yosef Ish Hutzel, that was our Gemara that said he had a doubt what the word Hadvir means. He is the same person, Yosef Abavli, who Isi Ben Yudah, he's the same person as Isi Ben Yudah. Now this is going to be the kasha. Here it says, Isi Ben Yudah said, there's only five things we're in doubt what they mean. So the question is, why isn't there a sixth thing? We don't know what this Amatraxon of the Beis HaMikdash was. Was it part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or was it part of the Heichel? That's the kasha. Right? He is Ish Ben Yudah, who Isi Ben Gur, Aryeh, he's the same person. Who Isi Ben Gamlil, the same person. Who Isi Ben Malalo. As whenever you find these names in the Gemara, it's always the same person. Omash Shemoy, what was his real name? Isi Ben Akiva Shemoy. That was his real name. So I call upon him, this is the kasha. Why doesn't he have a sixth doubt? What's pshan the word in Molochim Udavir? This Amatraxon that divided in the Beis HaMikdash between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh. Why wasn't he a doubt? What din does it have? So my answer is, B'diray Selek, in the Torah itself, there's only five words that we have a doubt. What does those words mean? Does it go in the beginning of the Pasuk or the end of the Pasuk? But the Neviyah Ikam, but Enechnami, Neviyim, here we're talking about the Pasuk in Malachim. In Neviyim could be there are a lot of Sveikis, what the words mean. Freddy Gemaru, but the Rai Selecha, what he answered me in the Torah itself, there's only five words we have a doubt what they mean. Now where do they belong at the beginning of the Pasuk or the end of the Pasuk? V'ikah the boy Rav Chizda. We have another doubt. That the Pasuk says, V'yishlach Eshnari B'nei Yisrael. That they sent the Bechurim of Bnei Yisrael, Vayalu Oilis. The Pasuk says, Vayalu Oilis, and the Pasuk ends off, Vayizbechu Zvochim Shlomim Purim. But the question is it one big Pasuk to say, Purim at the end goes on everything, that the Oilis was also made out of Purim, or else no? Maybe we read it like this, Vayishlach Esnarib Bnei Yisrael, Vayalu Oilis. And they brought the Korban Oilah. From what did they bring the Korban Oilah? Maybe that was from Kvosim. Maybe that one's from Stam Sheep. Then the Pasuk ends off, Vayizbechu Zvochim Shlomim Purim. And you know they also brought Karbonis of Shlomim, that they brought from Axis. That's one way to read the Pasuk. Oy Duma, maybe no. Edi Vidi Purim. Like, don't stop in the middle of the Pasuk of Vayishlech Esnar B'nei Yisrael Vayalu Oilis and say that means Kvosim. No. The pasuk continues on, "Vayizbechu zvachim shlamim parim," that the word parim goes back to everything. That they brought the oilus and the shlamim both came from parim. So see, Rav Chisda had another suffix. What does the word of v'neis vayalu oilus mean? Is the oilus from kvosim or is the oilus from parim? So Moran says, "The Rav Chisda masafkele." True, Rav Chisda had this for suffix takum. But Issa ben Yehuda did not have any suffix about this shayla. So we're coming out that, according to us, we hold this amma of the traktin, the saka suffix, like it's not part of the cheshbon of the 40 yamis of the Heichel, or the 20 yamis of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's a separate amma for the mechitzer in between, but we have a doubt, what type of kedusha does it have? Does it have the kedushas of the pnim, or does it have the kedushas of the chutz? That's why now, by the Beis Mikdash Hasheni, that they couldn't build the amma traktin, they had to make two parochuses. Like the Tanakam holds. The next Mishnah says, Now that we're in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, there are two curtains, hachitzoina, the outer curtain, hoisa prufya min adorim. It was like folded over, the entrance to it was on the dorim side. On the left side, that was the way you go into the outside parochus. Upanimis, the second, the inner curtain, min atzofen. There, the folding to go inside was on the right side, on the north side. So Rashi says, hachitzoina prufya min adorim, rabon and karmilo. This is the Tanakam of the Mishnah before, that holds in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, there were two curtains, two parochusim. So Prufi Rashi says, Roisha Kfula, the head of it was like folded over, coupled, doubled over. Letzad Hachutz, V'necheses Bekoros, Shalzov, it was held down with a ring, a golden clamp. Liyaz Psuchos Yemedis, that's the Mokum where it stayed open. With a golden clamp, they kept it open. So now, Mahalach B'neim. So according to this pshat, that the Kohen Gadol had to go in between the menorah and the mizbeach, he had to make like a left turn in order to first get to the dorim side to go into the first curtain. So he had to walk through the tzofen. He had to walk through the dorim side to go into the curtain. Yeah. Now, Mahalach B'neim, when he got inside on the left side, on the dorm side of the Parochus, he had to make a right turn now and go all along Ad Shemigil Tzofen, until he got that to the north side, in order to go into the second curtain. Hegil Tzofen, when he finally reached the Tzofen side, that's the entrance to the inner curtain, to go to Kodesh HaKadoshim, Hitaka walked inside. Now, Hoifech Panav Dorm. When he got inside to Kodesh HaKadoshim, he turned his face back to Dorm. Because now he was all the way on the right side, he had to walk toward the left side a little bit to get in the middle, in between the Orin. So now he was all the way on Sofen's side when he entered. So he turned his face towards the Dorim, towards the other side, and started to walk through the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mahalech l'smoylo im ha-prechis. His left side was touching the prechis. Because he now was walking this way. As he was inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, walking along, so the Parochus is over here, as he entered over here, and now he had to walk over here to get Bein Abadim. And so on his left side was the Parochus. Ad Shumagili Oren, until he reached the Mokum of the Oren. Hegili Oren, when he reached the Mokum of the Oren, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Noisei Nesamachta Bein Shnei Habadim. First he put down on the floor his machta, the shovel full of the coals, in between the Bein Abadim. Then, Sover es HaKteres HaGabi G'cholim. Now he poured like a heap. He poured all the Keteres at one time on top of the G'cholim. V'nismale kol habayis kula yoshin. And the whole Kodesh HaKadoshim was full of smoke of the burning Keteres. Yotza, then he went outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or boloi b'derech beis k'nisosai, the same way he came in, that's the same way he goes out. U'mispalo tfilo k'tsara b'beis achitzen. When he went outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when he went into the Heichol, when someone was standing in between the Mizbeach and the Menorah, then he said a small tefillah. He didn't daven too long there. That the people outside should not be so scared. His old Klayitzel was waiting outside to see if the Kohen Gadol will come out alive or not. So on his way out, he couldn't stay too long in the Heichol, because nobody could come into the Heichol either. So he made a short tefillah inside the Heichol, and then right away he went outside to show everybody they're still alive. And Rashi says, Mahalach, Rashi Achitzoinayim, Mahalach B'neim, Nichnas Befrifos Hadorim, first he went to the outer curtain on the south side, or Mahalach B'neim, he walked in between the two curtains, Hashimigil Befrifos HaSofim, till he comes to the north side.
Hagila Sofen, when he came to the north side, or Mishenichna Terachlal, when he went inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, now Hofach Panabodorim, he turned around his face towards the south side, Leilu, because he has to walk now, Ad Bein Habadim, up until in between the Badim, the stairs of the Oren. Shein Bien Tzachlal, that's in the middle of the Chalal. Kodiyam Amar, Oren Shosu Moshe, Hoyeloi Avir Asor Amis, the base Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Choruach Ruach. It was 10 amas on each side of it. So mamash means the Oren was right smack in the middle. And that was part of the Nisim, that there was 10 amas on the right side of the Oren, and 10 amas on the left side of the Oren. And we know the whole Kodesh HaKadoshim was only 20 amas wide. So that was a nace, how could the Oren be there? If you had 10 amas on the right side, and 10 amas on the right side, and the Oren had some thickness to it, where was the makom for the Oren to be there? There was no room for it to be there. So that was a nace, how the Oren was able to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Within the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was 10 amas space on the right side, 10 amas space on the left side, and some nays the Oren was standing there, even though there was no room for the Oren. Mahalach lismerli yad ha-proifis, kishe mahalach mitzofen l'dorim, when he's walking from the right side to the left side, from north to south, smerli lemizrach, lemizrach, his left side of the Kohen Gadol was facing towards the east side, the ha-proifis hoitzel lemizrach, and the proifis was on the mizrach side, ha-chalal. Lebein Shnei Habadim. The Proichis was on the Mizrach side of the Bein Habadim. The Habadim Hoyu Aruchim, Ad HaProichis. Now the Badim were very long, the staff, and they stuck out, they hit the Proichis. Rishoin Echod LeMaruv, one staff was towards the Maruv side, the Asheni LeMizrach on the Mizrach side. Echod, when the two sides of the staff, one was touching the two ends of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Beroy Shei Orin, Litzofen, V'yechad Beroy Shei Lodorin. V'yorach HaMasayim V'chatish Lorin B'nayim. Hey, it's the armor of two amas, two and a half amas. That's how wide the Oren was. That was the nest, how it stood there. There was no room for it. But those two amas and a half, that was the space in between the Bein Abadim. That was in between the two stairs. That's the mokum where we put down the keteris. In those two and a half amas. Now, there are kinisosai, kishem shenichnas kisholach ladorim, achigil yoren, ponov kalpidorim. The same way he went in, that's the way he walked out. The beis achitza and behechel. He set a small tefillah in the hechel, and then he went outside. That's the way the Kohen Gadol did it. So Mor says now, but my yaskinim, like in which base of Migdash is the Mishnah talking about? Ilayim of the Migdash Harishon, if you want to say, but a base of Migdash Harishon, that Shlomo Melech build, for the Gemara may have a Proichis. In the first bias, we know there wasn't a Proichis there. There was a Amatraxin. In the first base of Migdash, it was only 30 Amas high, so that the Pasuk says clearly there was one Amah, a wall built, between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Heichel. There was no curtain there. It was a wall that was one Amma thick. So what do you mean he walked in between the two curtains? There was no curtains in the base of Mikdash Harishon. It was a wall. Ela b'Mikdash Sheni. You have to say the Mishnah is talking about the base of Mikdash Sheni. That here we say since it was 40 Amas high, it was too tall to build this wall of an Amma thick. Only an Amma wouldn't stand. To make it wide, you can't take away from the Mokum of base of Mikdash. So instead they made the Proichis. They had a doubt, what halacha does this Amma have? Is a part of the Kodesh HaKadoshim or is a part of the Heichel? Therefore, they had to make two proichis in, one at the top part, one at the bottom part. Fred the Gemara said, the Mishnah is talking about the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni. Fred the Gemara, me have the Oren. Was the Oren there in the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni? For your Tanya, we learned like this. Mishenignes Oren. When the Oren was captured. Nignaza Imoy, it was also hidden with it, Tzinsenes Hamon, the bottle of Mon that they have Shah the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon. When they hid the Oren, they also hid this Mon. Utzluch HaShemen HaMishcha. They also had one jar left over from the Shemen HaMishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu used to be Moshe of the Kelim of the Mishkan even. They had it left over from the base, into the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon. But when they hid the Oren, they hid this Tzluch HaShemen also. Umakoloi Shel Aron. They also hid Aaron's macula stick, Ushkedel Procheho, that the buds that came out on it, the Argoi Sheshigra Plishtim Darun Lokay Yisrael, and the special Oren that the Plishtim sent for Darun to a present, Lokay Yisrael, all these things were hidden at the time when they hid the Oren. Shenema the Pasuk says, Ukli Hazova Sher Hashivoisam Loim, the golden kalim that I return to you, Oshem Tesimon Biogus, Mitzidoi, put it in the box, Ushalach Temoisai, send it away, Beholach. And send it away. So Mashmir wasn't there anymore in the Beis HaMikdash. So at Yomaru Mi Gonzu, who hid these things after the Beis HaMikdash Harishon? Yishayo Nignazu. Yishayo hid them. Ma Ro Shagonzu, what made him hide these things? Ro, he saw Shakosa. The Pasuk says, Yerlach Hashem Oyschov Yesnakochecho Asher Tokum Alecho. He saw that there's going to be a Golus. There's going to be soon a Churban Abayis by the end of the Bayis Rishon. He saw there's going to be a Churban Abayis. Is Omad Vegonzu. So he didn't want the Goyim to take away the Oren Hashem and the Shemin HaMishkan and the Sluchas and the Tzintzenas Hamon. Therefore he went up and hid these things. Shenamari said, Vayom HaLevim, HaMavim Mekol Yisrael, HaKadoshim LaShem, Tenu Es Oren HaKodesh Bebayis, HaShebon HaShloimeh Ben David, Melech Yisrael. That means, Ein Lochem Masa Mekosev, you're not going to be able to carry it anymore. After Ibdu as Hashem Lokechem Yisam Yisrael. Now go and do the Avodah when you're still in the Beis Hamikdash Harishon, because after that, there's not going to be the Oren anymore. You're not going to have the Oren to carry anymore. So Yishayo, he was the one that hid the Oren by the end of the Beis Harishon. So the Kitzah, by the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, they had no more Oren. The Oren wasn't there by the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. It was hidden. They didn't have it anymore. So how could our Mishnah say, by the Beis Hamikdash Harishon, he put down the Keteris in between the Bein Habadim, the Chur, the Oren wasn't there? By the Yomri Ableza, Asi Hashom Hashom of Yasi Deris Deris, V'yashya Mishmeres Mishmeres, he learned out these Tzukim to say that he hid these things. And Rashi says, "Asya shama shama k'siv the oran asher ivoy lechoshama." So that's the Rai hid the oran. Now k'siv is senes hamon the same shama. So we learn out that whatever he did to the oran, he did to this glass, this jar full of the mon. And the same shama lo yomer the yasid sluchas mitzvah senes hamon. Darvis k'siv is senes l'mishmeris or darvaseichem or k'siv is sluchas shemen amishka kodesh yizir. The yasid makolish shalaron mitzvah senes b'mishmeris. Mishmeres v'chsiv bei, l'mishmeres lois l'vnei meri. Kitz says shomer, says dor, says l'mishmeres. You learn out one from the other. That whatever they did to the Urim, that's what they did to the Sinsenes Hamon, that's what they did to Sluchas Hashemin, and that's what they did to Makol Shalaron. So the Kitz, when Yishayahu hid the Urim, he also hid these other things also. So the kasher is done by the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, they didn't have the Urim anymore. So how does our Mishnah say he put the Keteris down in between the Bein Abadim? Tumor says, Liyolam the Mikdash Sheni. Havada our Mishnah Tak is talking about the base of Mikdash Sheni. O my Yegil Yoren, what does our Mishnah mean? The Kohen Gadol went on Yom Kippur inside and put it down in between the Yoren? It means Mokum Yoren. The Yoren wasn't there. Just that Mokum, the space where the Yoren was supposed to be, that's where he burnt the Keteris. V'okatoni, the Mishnah says, Nosen es amachto lebein shnei abadim. The Mishnah says he puts down the pan full of coals in between the bein abadim. Mashma was there. Eimo kibnei kibein shnei abadim. The same place where the bein abadim used to be, that's the mokum we put it down now in Yom Kippur. Senech nami, the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, we didn't have the urn anymore. He just put it in the same mokum though. Even though the urn wasn't there, it still had the same kedusha, and that's where we used to burn the keteris on Yom Kippur. Rashi kibein shnei abadim kilu ho yishom v'noisna b'nei. He put it in between them. Right, and then the Mishnah says, how do we burn the keteris now? Sover es haketeris agabi gecholim. He poured a whole the keteris all together in one spot on top of the coals. Tanan, we learned. Command the yom matzovra. Our Mishnah goes like the Tanan we had before that says, how does he burn the keteris? He pours it all down in one spot on top of the coals. And this way it takes a little bit of time until the smoke starts to come up. Tony Chod, we learned to the price like this. One price says, haketzovra. That we learned. Tzovra penimo, shi chutzalo. You burn it, you serve, you put the whole pile penimo on the inside of it, which is the outside. Drashi tenan, nafiskam on yama brisa liel, that tzovra kadeshi yashona shoyalovoi. Like we learned the brisa before, he poured all the keteris in one spot, so then it takes a while until the smoke starts to come up. The other man yama before says no, so they sprinkle around all over the coals. That makes it burn much faster, the smoke will come up faster. But our Mishnah goes like that, Tana, that he poured all the keteris down in one spot on the coals, and it took a while until the smoke started to come up. Now, which part of the coals of the smachta did he pour the keteris on? So, Tana Choda, Tzoivra Penimo Shichutzalo, Maskel Tzoivra Barosh HaMachta, at the head of this pan, the shovel, Shel Tzad Penim, to the inside one, Shoyser Rosh HaMachta Eino Letzad Yodai, that's not the side near your hand. You started out faket, the one that's more towards the Kodesh Kodoshim, more the inside one, the one that's away from you. For Holach Umoshech Yodah Elov, and as you were pouring it, you brought your hands closer towards you. For Tzayvah Tomeh B'Meshicha Ad Reish HaMach Tasheni, that's the way you pour down the Keteris. let's say this here was the pan here. So you start all the way on the other side, the side that's more away from you, the one that's more towards the inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you pour it down, and then you start to come towards you. That's the way you made the pile fall down on top of the coals. That's one right. The Tanakh, the Tzayva Pnima, from the inner side, Shechutzala, and that's away from you, and then you came towards you. The Tan Edith, another bright, said just the opposite way. That Tzayva Chutzah, Shepanima Loi. You started to pour the Keteris down on the Chutzah, means the outer part of the Kodesh Kedoshim, which is near you, Shepanima Loi. That's where you started to pour the Keteris down, and then you move your hand slowly inside. Omer Abayis, Abayis says Tanoi, Stakamachoikas Tanoi. We're treating to I mean, it's a stereo. In the Bryce system, where Abayah's answering, no, it's not a stereo. There are two different anoyim. One Tana holds, this is the way he poured the Keteris. The other one says, no, he poured the Keteris back the other way. And partially, we came out the Gemara before that the Keteris, when he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he had to again get the Keteris from the calf back into his hands. So Maisa, the Keteris was being poured from his two handfuls. The Molech Hoffman we hold, you have to have again in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That was one of the very Shver Avoidis we had in the Beis HaMikdash. That you had to be able to, with your, to just have two hands. Nobody was there to hold you. You had to have this calf, this spoon-like, and push it up towards you this way, and slowly tilt it over, that all the Keteris should fall again into the two hands. Because the Keteris was two handfuls of the Keteris. So you had to get all the Keteris out of the spoon, back into his two handfuls, and now like this, he poured the Keteris down on top of the coals. So either he had his hand stretched out, he poured it on this side of the coals and brought it down towards this way, or else no, he poured it out right here, moving his hands upwards. So it's a machlokes tanoim. For Yom Rabbi, Rabbi says, Mistavro command the Yom HaPnimo Shechutzalo. It's Mistavro that he started out that his hand should be stretched out more towards the inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which was away from him. The Tanan, we learned like this. Malam Denoisa, we used to teach the Kohen Gadol, he Zoheh, be very careful, Shalaitas.